This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, ass kicker, not ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and I take no prisoners. American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day here. We prepare for war. And this country is certainly at war with crazy liberals, just like Canada has been taken over by crazy communist, fascist, authoritarian, jackbooted, terrible people, just awful people. What they've done to the Canadian people, no one will ever recover. That country is gone. It is no longer a democracy. It is so sad to see what's happening. We are just inches away from the same type of thing happening in the United States. I think the only thing that protects us is the Second Amendment. That's it. The fact that we're all armed to the teeth with arsenals in our homes is about the only reason. What did Thomas Jefferson say? It isn't about protecting yourself from foreign powers or foreign invaders. It's about protecting yourself from your own government. And that's what makes America so unique and our Constitution so unique. Thank God for the Second Amendment. But let me tell you, after January 6th, I can see what happened in Canada just now happening here. It could happen. It could happen. We've got great people, though, fighting it. Someone like Joey Gilbert, who's running for governor of Nevada, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He's a fighter, and I mean, he really is a fighter. He was a Golden Globe boxer and a champion boxer, an attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. He's on the show right now, running for governor of the great state of Nevada. Joey Gilbert, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Hey, brother. It's awesome to be back on war with you, man. Incredible.
So, you're going to be joining the People's Convoy tomorrow. I keep seeing notes that say it's in Barstow, but now I'm hearing from listeners that that's not correct. The notes
Adelanto.
Are wrong.
It's Adelanto.
Adelanto's near Victorville is what someone just told me moments ago. They said it's not near Barstow. It's near Victorville. So I want to make sure we know that and we correct that to people. But Adelanto, I'd never heard of Adelanto. So
Adelanto, A-D-E-L-A-N-T-O, Adelanto. It's not far. It's only about, I thought I understood it was about 25, 30 minutes from Barstow. And I guess it would have to do with services, just a better location. There's a stadium there, and it's called Adelanto Stadium in Southern California. And, you know, things will kick off. They'll start rolling out about 10 a.m., but around 9 a.m., people will hear from a group of folks, Dr. Pierre Corey, who's the phenomenal doctor that went on and provided testimony about ivermectin, which you and I are both very familiar with. And then
yes.
Pastor Rob McCoy from Godspeed Church, Pastor Rob McCoy. And there's going to be a few other people piping in, but this is incredible. Just show us support. This is the People's Convoy, and it's, you know, the whole tagline is let freedom roll, because we're done. Wayne, we've had it. Enough is enough with your mandates, with your insanity, with the, like you said, the fascism, the ordering us around, the restricting of our civil liberties, our constitutional rights, and America's had enough. And I'll tell you something, you know, people better wake up. You're right. What happened in Canada is scary, and we're one step away from that. And I just am excited to be a part of this movement. And I'm part of the whole freedom of choice movement, where we don't want to put up with this nonsense anymore, man. We want our constitutional rights back. And we want to do what we want to do and take care of ourselves, our families, our children, without the government's intervention.
You know, Joey, you and I share something. We both have a lot of energy and a lot of passion. And we're never known as guys who undersell, but you did undersell a little bit just now because you said it's scary what happened in Canada. It's beyond scary. Scary is, you know, Halloween. Ooh, I'm scared. The people just got destroyed in Canada. The people just got destroyed. I have friends in Canada. Matter of fact, I wrote my latest national bestseller, hit number one, by the way, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I wrote it with Nikki Ballou. Nikki was instrumental in helping me write this book, and he lives in the suburbs of Toronto, Canada. And he's been texting me, and he says, Wayne, there is no more freedom in Canada. It's all over. It's over for all of us. We're all going to lose our bank accounts. They're going to seize everything we've got because we helped to promote a peaceful protest, and now our lives are being ruined. They're throwing people in jail. They're hunting us down like your people did with January 6th. It's incredible what's happened, except in Canada, Trudeau is 50 times worse than anything I've seen in America. He literally is a Hitler or a Stalin or a Pol Pot, terrible communist, horrible, evil person. And he's trying to just, you know, say the only thing that matters, my way is the highway. If you don't agree with it, we take your money away and we throw you in prison. If that happens here, then there is no more America and there is no more freedom. So, boy, we have our backs to the wall, Joey.
No, we do, but you know, Wayne, listen, this is what's so important about this. The truckers, and the truckers, it's not just truckers. This is all working men and women across this country. You know, it's going to be supporters from everywhere you can think of. Frontline doctors, lawyers, first responders, former military, men, women, students, retirees, moms, dads, grandmas, everybody is getting into this thing. And there's people from every area, shape, size, color of life in this trucking convoy, in the people's convoy, headed to D.C. And again, from Adelanto down to Kingman, Arizona. And then from there, you know, they're going to head across. There's numerous stops ending up in D.C. And this is to send a message, you know. And again, you know, look, here we go. You know, January 6th, and I'm right back into the fray. You know, I'd rather go out on my feet than down on my knees. And I'm just telling you, man, I want Nevada to know. I want your listeners to know. Guys like you and me, you know, we're a dying breed, Wade. You know, we are going to fight this thing till our last breath. And I, you know, like I said, I'm all in on this, and I don't want to see us turn into Canada. God forbid.
Yeah, and listen, Canada's always been, you know, too nice, in my opinion. They're the nicest people. I've been up there like 10 times. Nicest people I've ever met in my life. But they're nothing like Americans. Americans are relentless. You know, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. That's what makes us the greatest nation in world history. And think about all the wars, Joey Gilbert, in the history of the world, and that America has won. We rode in like the cavalry and rescued everyone in World War I. We did it in World War II. We are the greatest nation in the history of the world. We beat the British Army with a ragtag bunch of nobodies in the American Revolution. We fought the amazing Civil War, the only country in the history of the world to ever fight a war. White people fighting each other over freeing black people. No one's ever done that. We did all that, and you know, we invented the internet and computers, and we're the greatest nation in the history of the world because we're relentless and we're wild and we don't listen to authority and we tell government to go F itself. That's what makes us great. Canadians are so nice. Absolutely. They just follow rules, right? They just follow rules. Whatever the government tells them, they go yes.
Man, this time it went too far. You know, just seeing what they did to them, you know, again, you, like you said, you contributed to the trucker convoy up there. They're freezing your bank accounts. We can see the writing on the wall. They were trying to do it here, and that's why this is truly, everyone in this country needs to stand up now, stop complying, stop playing the game. The other thing I'm sick of seeing anywhere in this country where someone's being walked out because they don't have a vaccine passport or they don't have this, stop it. Back your fellow Americans. There's more of us than there are of them. Walk those guys out. You know what? Enough is enough. We have to stop complying en masse across the country, shut these mandates down, every business, every corner, anywhere we can go. We need to start shutting it down.
Well, the good news is, you and I agree 100%. The good news is it is happening. All over America, in blue states, they're shutting down the mandate, because none of them are laws. The mandate that says you can't walk in a restaurant without being vaccinated and that they want to see your ID and they want to see your vaccine proof, that's being taken away in D.C. It's being taken away in Massachusetts. It's being taken away in all the blue states, not because they've seen the light, because they know the election's coming up. And if they were to win in November, they'll bring it all right back again.
Don't you agree? Absolutely, Wayne. I love you for that exact reason, because you tell like it is. That's exactly what they'll do. They win this thing. America better wake up, and I'm telling you, that's why we're going to see more independents, nonpartisans, Republicans, even Democrats that haven't totally lost their mind, although almost all of them are out of their, you know, just locked, they're gone.
They're brainwashed.
You know,
they're brainwashed.
67%. 67% think that what Trudeau's doing, that little, you know, little blackface, whatever you want to call them up there, they think that's okay. That's just got to show you where these guys are at. Some of them are still wearing their little face diapers. They've just lost it. They're brainwashed. They're gone. There's no saving them. But I'll tell you this, our tent just got a lot bigger because we're welcoming all these independents, all these nonpartisans, the vets, you know, the truckers, the Latinos. They're all coming. They've had it. Everyone's done. And these Democrats are going to get a beating the likes of which they never imagined. A red wave is coming, which is why they're trying to stack races with rhinos, because they're going to try and hold on to some of their power because they know it's coming.
Oh, no, it's definitely coming, although we all know they have rigged elections with mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting, so it's going to not be quite as bad as it should be. If you didn't have rigged elections and you didn't have all these fake... We win 100 seats in the United States Congress. It'd be a wave that no one could even believe, but they're going to win some of them back, unfortunately, just through... mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature match and ballot harvesting and accepting ballots 8 days after the election when you think you've won. They're going to win some of them back, so it'll probably be just a 70-seat monstrous landslide instead of a 100-seat, and we'll win the Senate big, but it won't be as big as it could have been. Joey, I was going to say goodbye, but let's bring you back for one more segment. There's more things I want to ask you. Can you stay with us through the break?
No worries.
Okay, good.
Of
perfect.
Course.
I love Joey. No worries. No worries. Cool, man. He's so very passionate when he needs to be, and then very calm when he needs to be. Very, very cool. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll see you in a sec.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn-Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn-Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you, do your research, listen to Dr. Brian Taylor, log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but broadcasting all over these United States through the airwaves of USA Radio Network. Thank you, USA Radio. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD. But now they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. No more pills and no more problems with absorption. It goes right in your bloodstream instantly. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's their website. Go, sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. When you use the code WAR15 at checkout, just say WAR15, you get 15% off every product you buy forever at gosonsofliberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go, sonsofliberty.com. Everybody needs that vitamin D. We've got Joey Gilbert as a holdover guest. I don't do it too often, but when a guest is a great guest, we have him on for another segment back-to-back, and Joey's with us. He's a candidate for governor of Nevada. What's your website, Joey, where people can contribute or volunteer?
Oh, thank you, Wade. It's just gilbertforgovernor.com. Gilbertforgovernor.com, and we've got tons, almost 700 volunteers in Las Vegas. Some of the greatest patriots all over the Las Vegas and Clark County Valley that have had it. So, again, you know, gilbertforgovernor.com. Get in the fight with us. But I got to tell you something. I love coming on your show because I always learn something. The Sons of Liberty, vitamin D. Last time I was on there, I was asking about the healthcare product to lose weight. But you always got cool stuff.
I do.
Best sponsors.
I do. Well, it's because of what I am. You know, I'm supposed to be a politician, political guy. But I'm really, I'm a 90-minute in the gym guy. I'm a 100 vitamin pills a day guy, right?
Notes of
I know, so I'm just...
Delivery when you get off here.
I have all these vitamin products because people understand that my audience, because of who I am and what I preach to them all day, wants to be healthy, really wants to be healthy. And that's what confuses me, Joey, you know? When I was a young man, you know, I was in my 20s and my early 30s, I grew up in New York, and I used to go to, like, a place called the Katona Market, and it was like this small business. It was like there was no Whole Foods in the United States of America in those days, no Sprouts. There were no supermarkets with health food. So you had to go to a little health food co-op, and everybody had long hair and an earring, and they wore Birkenstock shoes, right? They were all big liberals. They hated Republicans, and I was a big Republican, but I loved vitamins, and I ate organic food, right? They all hated vaccines. All of them hated vaccines and hated the FDA and didn't trust Big Pharma and hated Big Pharma.
I love where you're going with this.
How did they all become, they ate the Kool-Aid, they drank the Kool-Aid.
They all love vaccines now.
What the hell's that about?
You're right. You're right. They did eat it. They didn't drink it. They ate it. These guys are the same guys that eat Tide Pods now. They've lost their way. And it's no joke, Wayne, because honestly, you're right. I mean, I never seen more, you know, scared of their own shadow folks as I was going into Trader Joe's or, you know, Whole Foods. And I didn't wear a mask. And I went through hell going through this, but I just refused to put one on. And trust me, I made it through there. But again, like you said, where did this all go wrong? These were the all liberty, like you said, libertarian, anti-vaccine, anti-FDA, everything. All of a sudden now they want more mandates. And did you see, Wayne, did you see we had up here at the University of Nevada, Reno, we had kids protesting to bring back the mask mandate. I was alumni of the year from there. I was a 3-time national champ, 4-time All-American. I almost threw up. When I saw this, I could not believe they were doing this because no one's telling them they can't wear a mask, but they weren't going to be happy unless they forced their comrades, into masks. It's out of control.
Did you hear one of the girls? I watched an interview, and she said something like, and, you know, she has got a mask covering her whole face, and she said something like, a man could walk by who's unvaccinated, and you're just like, these people, there's something wrong with them. They're mentally ill. It's just incredible. I just don't understand it. I'm so glad to never wear a mask. I hate it. You know, I have to go to Florida for my honeymoon coming up in 3 weeks, and I got to wear a mask on an airplane the whole trip, and I'm ruining it. Even though I'm loving going to Mar-a-Lago and seeing President Trump for my honeymoon. I'm staying next to President Trump in his house. And yet, to wear a mask on an airplane has me almost violently ill at the thought of 8 hours on an airplane with a stop and everything, like 8 or 9 hours with a mask on. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. I'm praying between now and then they get rid of the mask mandates on airplanes, but I doubt it'll happen with Biden as President of the United States. Joey Gilbert, we got to run. GilbertForGovernor.com. GilbertForGovernor.com. And when you're having an event coming up soon, let me know. I want to attend. Okay, buddy?
I will, brother. Thanks, man.
All right, Joey Gilbert for governor. I'm Wayne Alaroot. We'll be back in a few minutes. By the way, my website, rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. And we also have my email I'd love to give out, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. wayneroot@gmail.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. as Russian troops continue to pour into two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine, President Biden with a message for us all.
As I said last week, defending freedom will have cost for us as well and here at home. We need to be honest about that.
Biden calling the move by the Russians a flagrant violation of international law and unveiling a round of tough financial sanctions against Russia. As far as how we will feel this here in the United States, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says you can expect to pay more at the pump in the near future.
We're talking about $4 a gallon nationally. California could hit $5. Probably even beyond that, California could reach $5.50 and even could near that $6 gallon mark.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
truth.
Welcome to the show. Let me mention, before we get to my esteemed guest, we just had a conversation off mic, and I'm telling you, him and I are like brothers from another mother. I love this guy. He is fantastic. But before I get to him and introduce you to a great guy from up north, from Canada, Toronto, Canada area, an attorney representing a guest who was on this show a couple weeks ago, who was one of the organizers of the Freedom Convoy up there, up north. Let me first mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because they sign the front of the checks and they keep us on the air, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you will ever make, and having a friend in the mortgage business can certainly help, and now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, because my friends, Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, are now your friends. All you do is mention Wainwright sent you, and Mike and Brian become your friends. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. They've helped with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It is not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable low, historically low interest rates. But you have to act now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. Now you have two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian. So we were talking during the break, and this guy and I are like on the exact same page on everything. Yigal Rifkind is an attorney for Pat King, a leader of the Freedom Convoy. And like me, he has a Jewish background. And like me, I wrote, this is 1938. I wrote a column back 6 months ago. Actually, now I think it's more like 8 months ago, saying this reminds me of 1938. I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust, because I know that the Jewish people get very upset when you compare anything to the Holocaust. But guess what? I compared what's happening today to the pre-Holocaust. 1938 was when they were busy putting propaganda on the air, telling people, teaching people, brainwashing people that Jews were dirty and unclean and diseased and dangerous and criminal-minded, and they should not be allowed to eat in the same restaurants and shop in the same stores. And I wrote a column and I said, this sounds like Biden talking about unvaccinated people in America today. This is the early Nazi Germany. And I didn't feel bad about it at all. And I'm Jewish, so I felt like I have a right to make that comparison. But Yigal Rifkind is with us. He is an attorney representing Pat King, the leader of the Freedom Convoy, who was arrested on Saturday and faces several charges. Pat King is a good guy. He was on this show, and I thought he was a really good guy. Yigal Rifkind, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, first of all, give me your reaction to me saying, hey, I feel like this is like 1938. There's some pre-Holocaust comparisons that really are not hysterical, not exaggerated. And I think in Canada, it just really came true. It really is that bad what just happened in Canada. You're an attorney. Riff a little bit about that with me right now. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
First of all, you're exactly right. The Holocaust didn't come out of the blue. You know, there's something called Kristallnacht,
right,
which was the night of the broken glass, where they essentially rioted across Germany against Jewish-owned stores. Our prime minister said that the people who are the unvaccinated have unacceptable views, right? And that, if you think about that, what he's saying is that what they think is not acceptable. That's a thought crime. It's a new age in our country where our prime minister says that what you think in your head is unacceptable to the rest of this country. You are being found guilty of a thought crime. That's a horrific thing. He said that what I'm representing Mr. King for is with respect to a number of slander and libel claims where he's been accused of being a white supremacist, right? A man who has mixed race children. Right, clearly not. It's embarrassing to have to say that he's not a white supremacist, but he's being slandered and libeled by the media for saying you just have unacceptable viewpoints. Our own prime minister, I don't want to continue this too much, who's said that these people are unacceptable, similar, by the way, to what Hillary said about the deplorables.
Right.
I want to just give you a snapshot of their reaction here in these riots compared to in the past. We had the G7 summit in Toronto a number of years ago. They burned two police cars, torched them on live television. The only person who was charged was a police officer for using excessive force.
Wow.
If you can sort of imagine the comparison between then and now and our prime minister who says, well, if they protest for things that I support, like BLM, then I don't have an issue with them. But if they have viewpoints that I disagree with, well, then we have a problem. Then I have to bring out the Emergency Measures Act and arrest all of them and release their bank account information and on and on and on.
Hey, Yigal, tell everyone the comparison that you gave me when we were off mic and we were chatting and getting to know one another here. And we found out we have a lot in common. I really enjoy you. You seem like a great guy. And I respect what you do. And you told me the story of the terrorist that was captured by American Guantanamo. Tell us that story. Very fascinating story.
By the way, it's a humiliating story. I feel bad telling this on an American television, on an American talk show. There's a guy named Omar Khadr. Omar Khadr was found in a Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan. Right? He shot and killed, I forget the name, but a U.S. Army medic. I don't want to butcher his name. I think it was Spears.
Okay.
He was held in prison for 10 years. Now, Omar Khadr, he was young at the time, I think he was 15, and he was in a terrorist training camp. He was clearly a terrorist. I think that's the definition of it.
And a murderer.
And a murderer, correct. And he, it's humiliating, he killed a member of our closest ally, the United States, a Canadian citizen, in a terrorist camp, killed a soldier from one of our closest allies, the United States of America. That is embarrassing to the country of Canada. There were a number of issues, which is like maybe he didn't get the proper trial, but the basic facts of the case are undisputed. Our prime minister gave him a settlement of $10 million.
Oh, my God.
Because at the time he said that we're a nation of laws and his laws were trampled on. So he gave a known terrorist, like
murderer.
This is not in the
and murderer.
$10 million. He's saying that the truckers, by being terrorists, he's taken $10 million away from them.
Yeah,
meaning incredible. We gave a terrorist $10 million, and now we're taking $10 million away from truckers, who I think everyone is in agreement that this is the most peaceful protest they've ever seen. He's taken $10 million away from them.
It's incredible. So Pat King, who was on this show, and was a good guy, was one of the leaders of the Freedom Convoy, was arrested on Saturday, faces four charges: mischief, disobeying a court order, obstructing justice, and there's one more that's not listed here. But to me, Yigal, these sound like minor BS charges, the type of thing you walk in jail, you walk right out. But if January 6th was any indicator in America, maybe he's going to be in jail for a year or two or three and not be allowed to see anybody and be treated as a terrorist. I don't know. You tell me how bad it's going to get for Pat.
So first, I want to ask you a question, which is, as a Canadian, I don't understand how there are people in jail for January 6th. I see on television a guy wearing a hat with horns on his head.
Yeah.
Broke into the White House in a riot. How is that guy still in jail?
Oh, he got sentenced to 3 years, and then like 5 years of parole afterwards. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's absurd.
He seems like a mentally ill man. You know, he doesn't seem like a very...
If that guy can take over your government, then there's serious problems. That guy didn't know what he was doing
exactly.
The morning he woke up that day.
Exactly. But we've had people on this show calling us from prison. A guy named Jake has called us from prison. He's one of the January 6th prisoners. And he says they have feces thrown at them. They let prisoners urinate in their, you know, right at them in their cells. They put poison inside their food, basically. They've tear gassed them till they needed, emergency medical help because they tear gassed them in their cell. They won't let them read the Bible. They won't let them out of their cells. 24 hours a day, they're in isolation, solitary. This is in America, and they didn't even do anything. And murderers treated 1,000 times better. It's unbelievable.
It's the same here. So they're Chris Baker was held. They're looking for $100,000. These are exactly as you said. These are minor charges. He's held. They want $100,000 bail from him.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to name other protests by name, but if you were to, let's for example say BLM, if you were to
right.
hold a BLM rioter and claim $100,000 bail. Like, there were just, there would be no end to the uproar.
But they'll say
he
racism.
On 100.
Racism.
Of course. But there's no irony. The mayor of Ottawa, without irony, by the way, and I'm listening to this and my jaw's on the floor. He says that the truckers are locking down the city. And he says, without irony, he looks right at the camera and he says, this city will not tolerate a lockdown for 2 weeks. And I listen, I think, you've been tolerating a lockdown for 2 years.
Right.
How could you say that without thinking this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever said in my life? That they have to bring in the army. You've been tolerating a lockdown for 2 years and this somehow is unacceptable to you.
All right, so the music is on. Usually we say goodbye, but I want to keep you for one more segment because I have a lot more questions for you. Today's just a day packed with great guests, and I've got a lot of questions, so we'll be right back. More with Yigal Rifkin, attorney for Pat King, one of the leaders, and one of the main organizers of the Freedom Convoy, who I'm sure they're going to persecute in our northern neighbor because, you know, in America, they were horrible to the January 6ers, but you can't even imagine how bad Justin Trudeau might be in up north. It's so scary what an authoritarian, fascist, communist takeover has occurred in Canada. I just can't believe my eyes. Very nice people, but maybe in this case, way too nice. In America, I think we would have revolted by now. There'd be an outright revolution. We'll be right back.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you? Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to The Warrior on USA Radio Network. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and natural silver mouthwash and silver gel on my face every night before I go to bed. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. One of my listeners, Likey Yari, wrote, "I decided to try these products as a recommendation from Wayne. The results since taking the silver solution, I felt better than I have in years, and I've not been sick." The folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my fans a special 30% discount on their entire product selection. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone no matter what. Just use the code ROOT30 to get 30% off. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. ROOT30 to get 30% off, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to get your 30% off. 800-422-8148. We are back with Yigal Rifkin, an attorney for Pat King, the leader of the Freedom Convoy, who is in prison as we speak right now. So you mentioned, Yigal, that they're demanding $100,000 of bail money, but you know, keep in mind, in America, they won't even let the January Sixers out of jail. There is no bail. They've denied them bail. They're calling them terrorists. They're saying they were part of an insurrection. They did nothing of the kind to Black Lives Matter protesters. As an attorney, when you watch the bias and how conservatives are persecuted versus liberals who are at best prosecuted, the difference is amazing. What say you?
So I think I gave you two examples. One was the G7 riots, when the G7 protests came to town, and I was working downtown. They stopped the entire city, right? And nobody was charged. And the second is these BLM protests where they rioted and looted, which is clearly a property crime, right? When you speak about civil disobedience, you're saying, okay, you want to bring attention to a cause, I understand, but looting is completely different. Burning things down is completely different. The city of Ottawa passed a bylaw, said no more horns, and every single trucker silenced their horns. That was it. They're saying, look, we want to get along. You can't find a swastika on a flag at the trucker protests. They say maybe there was a guy with a swastika on a flag.
One guy. In an investigation. One guy out of 50,000 trucks. No, no. Yeah.
100%. They said, no, that guy was saying that the Canadian government was like the Nazis, mm-hmm. which may not be a great comparison, but it's certainly, you can't say that that guy is a Nazi. Like, it's just, have some common sense.
Well, did Justin Trudeau over the weekend literally call a Jewish member of parliament a Nazi? Didn't that just happen over the weekend?
Yes. Yes, it's so outrageous. The sanctimoniousness, it's so patronizing. He says, because he's a member of the Liberal Party, and he said, you can either stand with us or stand with the Nazis, to a female member of parliament who has lost family members in the Holocaust, to say to her, you're standing with Nazis. First of all, find me a trucker who's a Nazi. Before we even discuss this, find me what you're talking about. Find me a white supremacist in the trucker's convoy. Like, I don't think you can. I've watched them. I've seen them. You can't find a white supremacist there.
But you got to
say that they're...
I've spent a lot of time in Canada. No, no problem. I've spent a lot of time in Canada. And the only problem I have with Canadians, this is a compliment, but at the same time, it's a backhanded compliment. They're too nice. You guys are too nice. You know, I mean, that woman should have screamed out, screw you, to Trudeau. She should have turned her back to him and said, I'm not going to ever face you again. But you guys are so polite in Canada. You don't do things like that. It's time for a little American spirit, man. Time to get really angry and passionate and point the Nazis out and point the Soviets out, you know, the communist Soviets and the fascists out. Shun them.
There's so many immigrants in our country. People come from Russia, from Iran, from, you know, India, from Pakistan, who say, listen, this is horrific. I left countries like this so that I could be free, so I could practice my religion, so I didn't have to be told what to think. Right? And now I come to this country, and what do I see? I have to think what the prime minister thinks, or else my viewpoints are unacceptable.
It's crazy.
It's outrageous.
So where is this all going to lead? I have a lot of friends in Canada who texted me over the weekend, and they all said, we don't know what to do, Wayne. Canada's lost. Do you believe Canada's lost, or do you believe there still could be a comeback?
I think everything is a pendulum. I think I want to see how bad it gets, and I think that people will eventually open their eyes. It's so outrageous that... It can't last. But yeah. I'm nervous about how far down the rabbit hole. I was talking to Chris Sullivan on the break.
Hey, Yigal, the music's on. We just got to run. We're up against a very tight break. So I wish I could get that last story in, but I'm going to tell Andrew Paul, my executive producer and booker, to book you again soon to give us updates on the, not only on Pat King, but on everything happening in Canada. You're a breath of fresh air. You're an excellent guest. Really enjoyed talking to you. And I hope we get good news from you in the future, because I don't want Canada to be a communist state or a fascist state. Yigal Rifkin, attorney for Pat King. Thank you, Yigal. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.